CNCFlare.com presents Two Cents Worth, a podcast on B2B sales and entrepreneurship. The one podcast that's not afraid to discuss real sales strategies with real entrepreneurs that produce real results.
Every day I'm hustling.
Here's your host, James Harper.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? And welcome back to the Two Cents Worth podcast. I'm your host, James Harper, and I'm very excited to talk to you guys today about a topic that just seems to keep resurfacing time and time again, and that topic is about cold email, one of the oldest sales tactics, strategies there is when it comes to cold outbound prospecting. But first, this isn't where we plug any sponsor. The show will always be free. Advertisement free. This is where we give a shout out to you, the listener, the subscriber, the follower. Thank you first and foremost for just supporting the show. All the love, feedback, shares, comments that we've received from you guys, whether that's via LinkedIn, on Instagram, we just super appreciate it. Obviously, our intent is pretty simple. We want to give the most actionable, practical, and humanized content when it comes to outbound sales. We realize that cold prospecting can be a challenge for a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of sales pros, and a lot of companies, and we're hoping to change that narrative, give you some sort of content roadmap and direction that you can implement even in the slightest way to help fill your pipeline a little bit more so you can start having more meaningful conversations with your most ideal prospects. So again, thank you to you guys. This is now episode 9. Super pumped that we're going down this road here, and just all the love and feedback we've gotten. Hats off to you, because ultimately we do it for you, the listener. With that being said, let's just jump right into it right now. And that's talking about cold email. Is it dead? It just seems like every week I keep seeing a post. I get emails from our community. I have clients reach out and ask, does cold email still work to generate more leads? And the simple answer for me is yes. And it's not yes because I want it to be. It's yes because we have found that to be true. And so today we're going to talk about why we believe email is still one of the most powerful tools around when it comes to cold prospecting. We're going to give you some data to back that up. We're going to give you a few actionable tips that you should start implementing right now with your cold email. And really, we just want to talk about the right etiquette and a few principles you should be considering when it comes to your email outreach. So with that being said, without any further ado, let's just answer the question. How do we know cold email works? A lot of these gurus right now, and I'm using air quotes, you can't see me, a lot of these sales experts claim that cold email is dead, that cold email will be dead within the next 10, 15 years. And although there might be some validity there, as of today, that's not true, and it's still a viable source to generate more business. And the reason we know that's true is because as an outbound sales agency over at agencyflare.com, we set up these campaigns month in and month out, and we see them convert and we see them work. It's really just that simple. So I'm going to back it up with some statistics here for you guys. Just this last quarter alone has been a pretty crazy quarter in terms of email for us over at Agency Flare. And I thought I'd just share some clients' results. This is a client that's in the cleaning industry. I like to use him as an example because it's not a sexy industry. We've gotten him some pretty good results. And it's a high ticket item. When you're buying a cleaning contract for a 20,000 square foot building, it's definitely not cheap, and lead generation's important. And it's all about selling and setting that first meeting. So in terms of Q2 results just here in 2020, our approach with email is always quality versus quantity. We don't really care about hitting the mass numbers via email like a lot of sales pros, a lot of companies, and a lot of agencies go for. We don't care about the actual number of people we're hitting. We care about the quality of people we're actually reaching out to. So in this case, we had a list of 2,700 people. We felt like it was a quality list. We felt like there was people on this list that would actually listen to us, which is the hardest thing to get a cold prospect to do. And we just felt really good about it. And we like to put in a drip campaign of 4 to 5 different emails throughout the course of a 6-week time frame for this specific client. So just kind of going down the list in terms of data, we reached out to 2,700 people and we saw an average open rate of 40%. And why is the open rate a metric that truly matters to us? Because if people aren't opening our email, they're not reading what we have to say and they're not getting the information we need them to get, which is ultimately information to help get them to a meeting, which is the whole basis of cold prospecting, as we know. So it's so critical we actually get these constituents time and time again to open our emails. And just a lot of email etiquette in general, a lot of people who mass email people with a really poorly set up outreach campaign hit a lot of spam filters. They hit a lot of promotions tabs. They're not hitting the direct inbox. So when we're seeing 40% open rates, we know we're hitting our prospect's direct inbox, which is critical for a few different reasons. One, they're seeing our name. Two, they're actually appealed by what we're saying in an email title for them to open the email. And then three, that hopefully once they open the email, they're actually digesting and reading the information that we're sending them. And it also gives them a straight up line of communication with us. If they choose to reply back to that email, all of a sudden we're engaged in a conversation. And as we've said in previous episodes, we're always looking for those buyer signals. What's the average click-through rate for us guys? We don't send a lot of links in our emails, frankly. That's because one, we want to hit direct inboxes. We don't want to trigger spam filters. And really, we're not actually trying to send them to download an ebook or anything of that nature. We're actually just trying to sell a conversation, sell that initial appointment. So our average click-through rate is actually pretty low in comparison of like a marketing campaign, if you will, because we're not promoting a lot. But that's sitting right under 9% at 8.9%, and that's them clicking our email signature. Maybe very later on in the sales sequence, we might send them an actual case study, just kind of verifying we are who we say we are and we can actually provide the solution we're telling you we can provide, etc. But we don't send a lot of links. Now let's talk about the metrics that really matter. Out of these 27 people, how many people actually engaged with us? And I love this number. Over 100 people engaged with us, and that's people replying back to us saying, hey, thanks for reaching out, not right now. Hey, I'm actually not the right point in contact. Why don't you reach out to my colleague, such and such? We got some sort of engagement. And again, in cold campaigns, you always need to be looking for buyer signals. That's why tracking this data and having metrics that matter to you is so, so critical. So we had over 100 people engage with us in one way or another. And our hope, anytime we have any sort of response or engagement, is try to take that engagement and further it down the road into a more meaningful conversation, aka an actual appointment set in a sales setting. But the confirmed appointments through our sales sequence just in Q2 alone for this client is 24 booked meetings. This is big, guys. For a company that outsources their sales, that doesn't actually have door-to-door rep, doesn't have an outside sales representative of any kind, and it's really the project manager and the owner of the company selling their own service once they get the meeting. 24 meetings set over the course of 2-3 months is big for a company like this. That's why for us at Agency Flair, we always have to make the value proposition with what our clients are selling worth it. It's got to be a high ticket, high ROI item. But 24 meetings set over the course of, I believe it was just under 3 months. So you could do the math there. We were averaging right about 8 meetings a month, and those are meaningful conversations. So that's great. Our goal is always to convert a cold prospect to a meeting, and we know we got 24 of those meetings set. Along those lines, though, how many actually converted to clients? And this is obviously the end metric that we always want to talk about, and that's, is our email campaign actually working? Are we having meaningful conversations? And once our client has those conversations, are they actually turning into conversions? And the answer is yes. We actually saw 12 conversions come from this campaign. So that means over 50 or right at 50% of the meetings that we have had set from our email campaign, that's quote unquote, cold email's dead, right? That's the myth that we're debunking here. We know that we had a 50% client conversion rate. So those were very meaningful conversations. If you're batting 50% with your cold prospects actually turning into clients, that's a great return on investment there. So that's just about 4 new contracts a month. And that's exactly what we're looking for with our clients. So going back to the premise and the main point of this topic, is cold email dead? For us, it's not a matter of we want it not to be true that it's dead, but we've actually found out that it is true. Email still works. It's far from dead in our opinion, and it's one of the leading sources, if not the leading source, of lead generation for a lot of our business-to-business clients, especially in the service-based realm. The second point I want to make here, and this is really giving you a little bit more action items and some things to consider if you're setting up your outreach campaign, is you always have to know who you're reaching out to. I had said just a few minutes ago that our goal is always quality versus quantity when we're reaching out to our prospect list. That's a general rule of thumb, but more so, this should be a general, this should be a standard for you when it comes to email marketing, especially in the cold sales realm. I would much rather talk to 100 qualified prospects versus 1,000 people that may or may not be qualified, and there's a question mark there. So with that being said, I'm gonna ask you right now, please, please, please develop what we call an IPP, an ideal prospect profile. You have to know everything about these prospects. What's their schedule? So we know when to email them. What's their pain points? What's their day look like? You have to put yourself in the shoes of your prospects and in the most physical way possible and understand what they could be thinking, what their day-to-day looks like, so we have some sort of grasp and understanding on how to best optimize our cold outreach campaign. Again, guys, I always want to stress the fact, cold prospecting is really flipping weird. We are asking people who have no idea who we are, probably have no idea who our company is or what we do, and we're asking them to give us time. The most valuable thing to all of us, time. We're all running out of time. We're all busy, especially in today's digital world. We have 1,000 notifications going off. We have to get a cold prospect's time. And it's so, so critical that we put ourselves in the shoes of our cold prospects so we can best give ourselves the chance to win when putting together our outreach email campaigns. So you have to identify and put together an ideal prospect profile, an IPP. Everything about that prospect. Again, what's their day look like? What time do they go to lunch? What's the main problems they're facing right now? Are they in buying season? Do you believe they have budget? Do you believe they're working with one of your competitors? Are you connecting with them in other places? Do they know you from a prior conference? Are they familiar with your company's name? Have you connected with them on LinkedIn? Do they have any type of familiarity with you? You have to know your prospects before you ever start reaching out via email. I think it's just one of the biggest missteps that people want to go ahead and acquire a list. However they do it, they go for the masses, they throw it against the wall, and they hope something bounces back. They hope that they get something in return. I can't remember who quoted it, but this is a great quote. Hope is not a strategy, especially in cold prospecting. You have to have intent. You have to be purposeful. The second thing, guys, and this should be a standard with all of your email campaigns, is personalize, personalize, personalize. And that's more than just saying, hey, James, how's it going? Hey, Bob, how's it going? You have to personalize further than just the first name. mention their company in the email. Give them reason why you're reaching out and connect that back to their company, guys. Maybe mention a job title. Maybe reference a conference you guys have both attended. Make a connection that's very personal right off the bat so it stands out. We can't have our cold emails feel like a cold email. It's just that simple. You hear about personalization all the time in the cold email realm. And I think a lot of outreach campaigns, their personalization stops at just personalizing and autofilling the first name. We have to go much further than that. We have to connect a commonality in our actual email message itself. We have to mention a job title, reference their company, the whole nine yards. As personalized as we can get, more than just auto-populating their first name, let's dig a little bit deeper. Let's get a little bit more purposeful and give them a reason not to make this cold email feel so cold. Here, guys, this is the next thing I really want to kind of call out is maybe the most uncomfortable for some clients and some companies when we're working with them, but we just see it works best. Be very direct with your email messaging. Yes, short, concise is good. You definitely don't want a message too long. I don't really care about the length of it if we're getting our point across and we're being direct. Again, we don't want to waste our prospects' time because ultimately we're asking them for some of their time. So if we're wasting it before they even give us time, odds are we're never going to set a really good meeting with them. So we want to be direct with our messaging. I think in cold emails, it's okay to call out the elephant in the room. Same with the cold call, actually. In cold prospecting in general, it's okay to let someone know that, hey, you are reaching out to them out of the blue, and we realize that we could be disrupting their day. We realize that they have no idea who we are, but we can ask if they'd be willing to listen. We can definitely ask if they'd be willing to give us 30 seconds of their time to read the rest of the email. It's okay to call out the elephant in the room, be direct, and let them know, hey, we don't know each other, and if you don't want to hear from me again, that's fine. Just click here. Click the unsubscribe at the bottom of this email. Give them a way out, because at the end of the day, guys, if our goal is quality and not quantity, we want people who don't want to be on our prospect lists. We want to get them off. And what you'll find by doing something like this is you're building a different layer of trust with someone who has no idea who you are. People appreciate being direct. People appreciate honesty. We all want transparency in our relationships. I can tell you as a buyer, if we're putting ourselves in a buyer position, no matter what the deal may be, as a buyer, I always want transparent communication with the salesperson. I don't want to ever feel like I'm being gamed. I never want to feel like I'm being played or I'm being manipulated or tricked. And those are negative connotations that come along in sales, especially cold prospecting. We all know that. So I believe in the business-to-business realm, it's okay to be direct, it's okay to be diplomatic, and it's okay to do all of that and still sound very professional. And what you will find is people respect that. There's a different layer of trust that comes with that, and trust goes a long way with someone who has no idea who you are. That might be the key to opening a door to getting them to sit down and actually listen to you, or gives your word a little bit more weight. I just believe there's a big kind of misconception in the email realm that we have to, one, pitch right off the bat and be very aggressive right off the bat, or we're too passive and we're not really getting to the point enough. There's a healthy balance there. I believe you can come correct, you can be professional, you can be direct and get your point across, and what you're going to find out is your prospects going to appreciate it a lot more. Is cold sales email dead? It's the biggest topic, I feel like, in many ways when it comes to prospecting. A lot of people, gurus, experts, believe that it is. A lot of people are turned off by email lead generation because there's a lot of companies and a lot of people that have abused it in the past, frankly. We have to be very respectful, we have to be very human, and we have to be very approachable through our email outreach with these prospects who have no idea who we are. But do we believe it still works? Yes, we not only believe that, we know that. I started this show off, this episode, by giving you guys some high-level stats, and I can tell you that we're not the only sales agency that experiences leads coming through cold email. I know a ton of business development reps that they would say that their primary sources for setting meetings is LinkedIn and email. And it's all about your knowing your prospect, knowing how to get their data, having a great message that's very transparent and direct at getting in front of that prospect, and being human in hopes to sell the meeting. Remember, people, we don't sell products. We don't sell services. We don't make the sale of whatever we're selling in an email. We sell the meeting. We start the relationship. It should just be an icebreaker. It should literally be the first step into something much more grand in the grand scheme of things. With that being said, guys, you know where to find us. This is the 2 Cents Worth Podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard here today, please like, subscribe, rate this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. It does us a lot of good. We're super excited to announce that we're going to start actually featuring guests here on the 2 Cents Worth Podcast. It's just, we want to bring more value to the sales industry, and there's a lot smarter people out there than us at Agency Flair, and really just me, since it's been just me on this podcast. I'm James Harper. If you guys want more outbound sales content, head over to our newsletter. We have a monthly outbound sales report that we produce every single month. Very transparent, very real. It's a small engaged group of a couple hundred sales pros and entrepreneurs that we've been loving producing content for. That's at agencyflare.com. And really any of your outbound sales needs that you need, you're either going to find here on the 2 Cents Worth Podcast or over at agencyflare.com. Thank you guys. Look forward to speaking with you next time. Look forward to getting some guests on here, hearing some more sales stories, and just growing with you guys while we grow this podcast, while we grow our community, because our goal is to just give you guys as much value as we can in hopes that our content allows you to increase your sales, your pipeline, and your prospecting. All right, guys, talk to you next time.